The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, September the 15th. Good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning, and our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
Good morning.
Linda Bott. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
Well, good morning.
Oh, so,
actually, I had to have my headlights on the way to work this morning. First time I've done that since spring, you know.
Yeah,
it was really weird waking up in the weekend, usually around 6:50 or 6:15, and thinking, why is it so dark out? And realizing it's around 7:15 in the morning, I take Snooki up to the doggy park, and it was an odd feeling. And it just came on suddenly, you know. So I think it was after that full moon, everything changed. Hey, currently the weather, 63 downtown. Good morning on this Monday morning on KCNR. It's the 15th of September. Here we are in the middle of the month. So many things to discuss that happened over the weekend. So many things to tell you about what is going on this week. Plus, we have free tickets to give away for several events happening in town.
The air show.
Today, it looks like we're going to have showers. That's the forecast. Anyway, slight chance of sprinkles today. Temperatures around 100 degrees. Gosh, sounds like Hawaii weather, right? Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 61. Tuesday is 95. Wednesday, we have a 20% chance of slight showers. And then into Wednesday night, the percentage goes up to 30% chance of showers with the lows on Wednesday around 61. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's really cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Give them a call at 365-37-93. I've got on some new glasses today. Left my other ones at home, and I have on the old, like the old fogey. I got on bifocals today, and I got the ones that are really the old fashioned with the, you know, with the line in them.
Are these like cheaters?
Yeah, but
are they script?
They're script.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they have the little thing, the bifocal. So anyway, I have to kind of get adjusted to those. They're not the progressives. How you doing? What's going on?
Well, today, Ray McGovern's going to join us along with Doug Bennett. Ray McGovern's going to be talking about – he's beginning a lecture series here in the North State to over at Chico and Simpson and Shasta College. And he's going to be talking about surveillance and freedom. Can you have both? And also U.S. foreign policy. So it'll be interesting. He's been brought in by the ACLU. To speak to this momentous occasion. Also, he has been a briefer for President Reagan from 81 to 85. So he's been in government and a former CIA guy. So it's going to be interesting to have him on. He'll be on at 8 o'clock.
There's cameras everywhere. So probably when you don't think there's cameras. And then you kind of think, well, how did that person get away? Shouldn't there be cameras everywhere? And you know, it's really interesting. When we go to watch, when we see what's happening in the headlines and how they can't find certain people, you think, you know, I guess we're just kind of like
you're movie trained.
Yeah, movie trained to think that they can pull up on the grid that fast and know where that person is that fast.
It's kind of like
Bourne supremacy stuff, you know.
Yeah, well, it's like CSI. You know, CSI had everything being done in 1 hour of a show, and as the prosecutors and the police will tell you, and that it takes a long time to get a lot of these studies done. The DNA could be gone; it could take them a month to get the information. So when you see CSI, it's tough then on prosecutors when the defense says, "Well, why don't you have this? Why don't you have that?" Well, we don't have it back yet. Well, maybe it's because it's not there. Well, no, maybe it takes 2 months to get it run through the lab, too. But you're right. You know, you think, oh, we've got cameras everywhere. Well, we don't. In Reading, there's very few cameras any place.
There certainly wasn't one when I did a California roll. It cost me $550 where I had my picture taken, and it was clearly visible that it was me.
Clearly
visible.
Big smile in your face, cup of coffee in your hand.
Yeah, on my way to work. I don't know if there was a smile. I was zombied out. But, so that was a $550 hello.
Are there lots of cameras around, Bob?
It depends on where. Well, of course, if you go around a bank or most grocery stores, places like that. But, of course, those are mostly internal security systems. They're not all tied into the mega grid CIA, NSA, whatchamacallit thing. But is that coming? It's quite possible. I've heard some very disturbing news on that front. You know, a centralized, face recognition system, which is a little chilling.
Well, they've used face recognition systems at the Super Bowls. When their people are coming in and they're looking at everybody, and that's frankly, somebody sent me a photo and said, "This is how good the imagery is." And you've got this picture of a crowd of, it's got to be 10,000 people coming in to one of the big football games, and then it said, "Start drilling in." I mean, you could drill into an individual face in the back of the crowd and identify them. That's how good it is.
Lots of pixels.
Oh yeah, wow. But that's how good the imagery is. And then if you've got the face identification software, they can run through there and take a look at everybody. Now, are they doing it everywhere? Maybe Mr. McGovern knows. We're going to ask Mr. McGovern about this. When you think it's surveillance and freedom or liberty, something that is compatible. Can you have both? When you have overall surveillance, when they're looking at your emails, at your YouTubes, at your everything, can they? I mean, I don't know if they open your mail up. Do they even have to anymore?
Well, if you use Gmail, of course you get the targeted ads, which means the mail is being scanned, and there have been incidents where government agencies have gone to these companies and said, if something turns up, you will turn it over to us, or we will come down on you like a ton of bricks. And that has some chilling implications also.
Well, from what I understand, too, is that, there was rumors that, Google was threatened with $2.5 million a day if they didn't turn information
Absolutely.
Over to them?
Absolutely, yeah.
To the government? Hey, the other thing about the weekend...
Well,
what do you have? What's that look on your face?
Well, we did Taste of France, which was fantastic. Saturday night, it was for the Library Foundation. It was I would say it was the best event so far for the, every year they've done Taste of Brazil, they've done Taste of Spain, they've done Taste of Germany. But it was really great to do Taste of France. It was well attended, 250 people, beautiful auction items, music by Pat Karch and his quartet. They played French music and danced, and we danced afterwards. And it was just really fun. You and I got to dress up. You dressed as a French chef.
Maybe.
And I danced as the French, like a 50s,
cabaret dancer.
Cabaret dancer is what it would be, yeah. It was in good taste. I didn't come as a French maid with...
Look great.
No,
No. She was very nice.
It was. And it was so funny because I wore a black wig, and it just is like walking through the crowd where nobody knows who you are. I love that.
And I had a hat and a mustache, and nobody knew who we were, and people would come up next to us, and they'd say hello.
Exactly.
Until we said hello. Then they'd look at us, and then they'd look again, and then it'd be, oh, my God.
But what was great is, really on those really high heels, and we were on our feet, and you're up and down the stairs, and you're trying to MC the evening, and it was really nice to come home, and we had a really good restful week, and lots of work around the house, but it's nice to fall back into bed for a sleep number, and I know I've been going down to 40 since we've been back off of our trip, just because I think I need it right now. It's with a real active lifestyle, I just want to be into that. And with the dual temp control, you can do that. So I think I have been sleeping deeper.
The dual air technology allows you to have 40 and me to have 45, which means I can sleep at the number I like, the firmness I like. And now with the new Sleep IQ, technology and empowers you to make those changes. You know, you don't have to do anything except sleep. The technology will tell you that how the adjustments should be made. You know, it'll tell you that, and you don't have to be hooked to anything, and it just automatically happens with the new Sleep IQ technology on the dual air technology beds from Sleep Number. Right now, your C2 Queen mattresses with Sleep IQ technology starts at just $999, under $1,000. And how much is a good night's sleep worth? It has been worth the money to us. We've been sleeping on Sleep Number now for, gosh, months, going on a year. And I tell you what, we have never slept better in any bed. And when we leave and we come back, we realize just how good Sleep Number is. And it's, you know, if it's rated number one by Consumer Reports and it's guaranteed, it's made in America, I mean, you can't beat this. And for the cost of a great night's sleep for a month is like the cost of a couple of lattes, you know, because this bed lasts forever. Head on down to Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian or Janice. Go down and see them and lay down on the bed. Let them give you your Sleep Number, and I guarantee you, you'll never, never rest better. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And we got a lot of things to talk about. Article in the Record Searchlight showing earners in the city who got raises. How about the New York Times has just said is that New York wants to give full amnesty to all illegals, letting them vote, letting them get driver's licenses, the whole shooting match without becoming citizens. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens, and this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with Sit-Down Dinner, live and silent auction, and basket drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's a Monday. It's September the 15th. Get up. Give us a call, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors are out there to give you just outstanding training in concealed carry, hunting, safety, basic pistol, all of this, also in rifles. And for a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822.
Got a lot of things happening. And Monday morning is always a wonderful time to think about, okay, well, we did the Library Foundation.
That was interesting.
Really, I mean, wonderful.
Food was really good.
Food was great. French food prepared at the Holiday Inn with a brand new chef. It was really very well attended. A lot of people, very generous outpouring of the community for the money to go to the Shasta Library Foundation on many levels to keep the library open. Of course, we know that the funds have been slashed. We also want to talk about some other events that are happening. Now, Saturday, September 7th and September 28th, it's the air show.
Oh, we have two tickets.
We have two tickets, general admission tickets to give away. They're $17 value. And it says on these tickets to bring your chairs. It is a blast, but you cannot bring ice chests. There are no refunds, and the air show is held, rain or shine.
That's right.
So gates open at 8 a.m. Opening ceremonies are at 11:30 a.m. This is Saturday, September 27th, or Sunday, September 28th. Come out and see the air show 2014, brought to you by the Exchange Club of Reading. This is our two tickets for the first caller. 605-4567.
So if you are awake out there, here's your chance to get two tickets for the air show, which are hard to become. And those are $35 worth of tickets or $34 worth of tickets. Okay. The city of New York, illegal aliens in New York could score billions in Medicaid and college tuition money, along with driver's licenses, voting rights, and even the ability to run for office. If Democrats win control of the state Senate in November, a little-known bill dubbed New York as Home would offer the most sweeping amnesty available anywhere in the country to nearly 3 million non-citizens living in the Empire State. It would bar police from releasing any information to them to the feds unless it involved a criminal warrant unrelated to immigration. Under the proposed legislation, undocumented immigrants could also apply for professional licenses and serve on juries. The plan hinges on the Democrats winning the Senate up there in the state of New York. Now, just imagine this. They can vote in all elections except presidential elections and congressional elections. Isn't that strange? But they could vote in all the statewide. In fact, you could have illegals that don't even speak English running the city of New York. How about that? There's a possibility that could happen. Absolutely. And if the Senate is taken over by the Democrats, I don't understand how the Democratic Party thinks that this is okay. This is New York. And the scary thing is that the Democrats in California looking at it and going, well, we can do better than that. We can do better than that. We can, hey, I hope. I hope it doesn't get passed. The way it'll get passed is if the Democrats take control of the Senate. Maybe. You know, there's still a lot of people out there, I think, that says, you know what, I see where we have to do more for our poor illegal our illegals here, but to give all of those sweeping changes to allowing letting them vote and the whole thing. I mean, why even go through? I mean, they're citizens de facto almost already, and this would make them citizens de facto if they can hold office.
Can you imagine how people who worked so hard to become legal, uh-huh. how they must feel? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah. I would love to have an interview with somebody who's become legal and worked really hard to go through the channels as to those who've just come across the border and have every right that, you know, every right that anybody else does that is a U.S. citizen. What does citizenship mean then to you if you're not a registered U.S. citizen and have gone through all of the channels to become a legal U.S. citizen?
It just, you know, it shivers my, you know, it shivers my timbers, you might say. But we've had somebody on today, on our show a while ago who was a Hispanic origin, whose family came across the right way. And he says this is just thoroughly, you know, enrages him that these kind of things happen, that people will come across illegally, get all the rights of that his family has worked for so long. And now in New York, I mean, why would we even become a citizen if you get your Medicaid, which probably, a lot of them probably already, but if you can vote, hold office, serve on juries, you know what? You're a citizen then. You just can't vote for president. And what's the next step there? Because that's a federal law. But what it does, it takes all of the federal immigration laws and just throws them away. And under this president and under Holder, who says that every one of our illegals that are here, the children that are here and other people deserve a lawyer before they're sent home. Why? Why? Just as they're coming across the border, put them back on a plane, ship them back to Honduras, Guatemala, wherever they come from. But they can't do that. So now we have kids starting school that don't speak English, that are dropped in on communities with another, say, well, the communities have 200 more children that have just entered their school system that don't speak English, that may be infected with diseases because they don't know, because they didn't check them. And the communities are having to take care of this, which means that there's less money for the citizens who are here legally. I mean, I don't understand this whole concept why Obama, well, I do. He hasn't gotten his arms around anything since he's been in the presidency. And the fact that we, the people, not people sitting in this room, reelected him, you know, is have you really looked at what's going on around here? It's why I really want to talk to Mr. McGovern today. I mean, you know, everybody talked about Bush and his Patriot, you know, and the Patriot Act. Well, it seems like it has increased dramatically under Mr. Obama and his Denzians. Transparent government? I don't think so. All right. It's moving on here. ISIS has beheaded somebody else. Brits are now, you know, it was a Brit this time. And, you know, this group of thugs like this continue to move on. And I just saw today is that the intelligence agencies are saying that these guys are pulling in $3 million a day through the internet, through, okay, guess, drugs. Sexual slavery,
wow.
selling women and things off like this. All these things, you know, they're thugs, they're crooks, they're everything that we should stand against. And it's so bad that Bill Maher, the comedian, mm-hmm. who is rabidly super left, went after Charlie Rose talking about
Charlie Rose.
Charlie Rose was on a show. Charlie Rose was saying, well, you know, not all Muslims. And when he said that, Bill Maher went on a rant.
Oh, did he?
He went on a rant and said,
wish he had a snippet of that.
Well, we're going to try.
That one up.
I tell you what, we're going to be looking that one up, because I tell you what he did was he came back and he said, oh, no, you're wrong. You're wrong. He says, and he said, it is a society that doesn't believe in rights of women. It's a society that, and he just went on. And every time Rose started to say something, Mayor just jumped right back on him with both feet. Something that was incredibly, incredibly out of picture, you would think, for Bill Maher. But he did it. And the person that sent it to me was a very, very conservative right winger, says, wow, look what Bill Maher said. So there are some things going on that people maybe have just had enough. And the question is,
Carl,
what is?
Go ahead. Ask the question.
The question
is
what is the president doing about what's happening in the world and in our country?
I agree with that. Let's take a break on that. But when we come back, not everybody who believes under the Islamic are killers.
The Muslims? No, of course not.
No, they're a peace loving nation. Many of them.
Many
you know,
of them.
That, I mean, you would say Muhammad Ali. I mean, what Muhammad Ali turned into, turned to become Muslim because it was a faith. So you didn't see him. I mean, he might have been killing people on the in the ring. But I'm just saying,
you
look at the famous people.
You can't be a gentle person.
Yes,
but you also have to look at the overall.
Well, the radical. It would be radical anything. That would be a radical, you know, supremacist who thinks that, you know, that's a God fearing person. So anyway, this is something you can argue for years and years and years, and that's of course what everybody's doing anyway. Let's take a break. KCNR 1460.
This is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Every week I get patients that say, "Doc, I can't live with this foot and leg pain." Raymond Miner is a classic example. He lives in Alturas. He was in serious trouble. His feet and hands were burning at night, making sleep almost impossible. His balance was affected, and now he was using a walker. We introduced Raymond to a new form of treatment called analgesic stim. Used successfully in Europe for over 20 years, available only at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Within a few treatments, Raymond began to feel better and threw away his walker. If you're suffering from pain, tingling, numbness, or stabbing pain in your hands or feet caused by peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point quality assessment to see if you are a candidate for this new life-saving treatment. In Reading, call 530-302-3555.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Here it comes.
Weren't we doing the bump? Carl and I, we were doing the bump. Yes, we went into Macy's. We were up in the middle of the looking at. I was looking at a bag and a bed. Okay, can I tell you? I just start to get the itch.
Is that like a bed and a bag?
Yeah, something like that.
And they were playing music from that era. And then you start doing the bump, and I started doing it.
And I think it was Brick House.
There was nobody. There was nobody around. But we did.
Nobody with a cell phone guard.
But we did. But we did wave at the camera that was above us.
I said, don't you remember the bump? And we started laughing. And I said, it wasn't just you had to bump your hip. You bumped your shoulder, your leg.
You were bumping everything.
Yeah, yeah. When you bump, it has to be in rhythm. So it's dun, dun, dun. So you were bumping with your foot. Heck yeah.
So you could reach up and bump with your
foot? Yeah, see, that's my era. You know, that whole disco, you know, it's the bump. The bump was a big deal. So
and you
used
could bump
to
with your foot?
Well, yeah, you didn't have to just bump with your hip.
Oh, okay, so you bump with your shoulder.
Yeah, you bump, bump with your shoulder, elbows. Your elbow, your ankle, your knee. Yeah, just about touching the hip. Everything has to touch the hip. Whatever body part you're turning around and bumping has got to touch the hip.
Was this like the 70s twerking? except nicer. It was nicer.
I don't know, but we got a great kick out of it. We said if anybody saw us, we were over there by the bedding doing the bump.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Well, you can bump an Orchard Nutrition.
Yeah,
head on down
legal.
To the Cypress Square Shopping Center. It's not dirty. It's
no,
just a little bump there. Head on down there. I tell you what, with the four nutritionists on the staff, they're there to help you get healthy. Largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. Raw milk, goat's milk, you name it, they have it. And in classes in the evening on health and diet, raw food, organic food. Everything you can possibly imagine. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle.
And if you're just tuning in, slight chance of sprinkles today. Temperatures around 100 right now at 65. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 61. Tuesday, 95. Tuesday night around 61. Slight chance of showers on Wednesday with temperatures around 91. And we're going to reach around 61 on Wednesday. That's our forecast. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. What's happening in the political world right now with city council? I guess evidently
they had a big debate on Friday. I'm not sure I'm seeing things. You know, I mean, they're hanging on to their main points. Brent Weaver is saying he's got an 11-point plan, but what is the plan? The entire plan. He's not against the tax, the sales tax, but he says I'm not for it until I see it. See what it's about. Patrick Jones has talked about the ability to look at taking money from other spots. He's talking about his reserve police. Mike DeQuisto is still talking about being able to take money out of the reserve. And Francis Sullivan is saying that there's not that money in reserve. So everybody is moving forward with it. Christian Schrader is talking about bringing in jobs with high speed technology, training our people to go to work. They're all on the same. But there are enough differences with them that you can pick somebody. I mean, there's not like they're all the same. Oh gosh, who does it? You know, no, there's enough differences, and it's going to get more pronounced in the next month. I promise you. Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I want to just bring up a point that I am very discouraged with the Prime Minister of Great Britain. He had a disaster happen in front of him and all this stuff over with the ISIS. And he didn't even go to play golf and yuck it up. He went back to 10 Downing Street.
He went back to work?
I mean, yeah, I just can't believe it. How's he leading his country?
You mean he acted like he was taking it seriously? He said, hey, watch this drive.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys have a great day.
Thanks, Jim. Commander.
But you know what? What can I say? The commander's right. Is that they said, well, you know what? This probably wasn't one of the better, chances that they had, or the public relations nightmare when he went out and talked about Mosley having his head removed by the terrorists. Then he turns around and walks back to the golf course. Come on. And then he complains about his drive. Mosley was complaining. Mosley's family was complaining. I don't understand what's going on here, Mr. President. You are so detached from what's going on in this country.
With the people.
And,
people.
Now the women.
Your people, supposedly.
Yeah, we, the American people, elected you for a job. And this happens, and, you know, it's one thing to, you know, to give this type of lip service to Mr. Mosby under this terrible circumstances, but to walk back out on the golf course, I mean, come on. This, you know, I mean, how unfeeling, how detached can you possibly be? And, you know, Democrats, oh, well, what about this? What about this? You know, no, it's not about what about this? What about that? That's a little girl's argument. The point is that he did it. And they've admitted this was probably not the way to handle that. But my God, what are they thinking of? It's like asking the servicemen who have been wounded in the defense of this country to pay for their own, to use their own insurance to pay for their injuries. He asked for that too. He is so detached. He is so, I don't know. He has no idea of reality sometimes. I'm starting to believe that he actually believes that what this little circle of people around him and what he believes is okay. Oh, it's okay to do that. But you know what? I'm president. I can do this because I'm president.
You know, you talked earlier about this thing in New York with the universal amnesty, come one, come all, or New York and California in some sort of bizarre, twisted competition for who can come up with the craziest stuff. All right. I mean, when it comes to gun laws and immigration, are New York and California having a contest?
It appears that they are. And it's the one who thinks that whoever says it, whoever's the craziest wins. I can't imagine this continuing on. I don't think that this could pass. Frankly, this bill that they've just pronounced out there, I just don't see how it could pass. But then again, who am I? Okay, this is something. This is an article we're going to talk a little bit about in the Record Searchlight from the weekend. But we need to research it some more because it's. I read it and then I wanted to go back, but I tell you what, online trying to find the article was very difficult because I think you have to have the exact heading. Or, you know, the exact wording or something close to that to be able to pull up the article. But essentially it shows that the earners in the city have got an 8% raise over this past year. And that some of these people got raises totaling up to $20,000. Some of our the managers.
City employees
at the – and
in the city of Reading. Now, in Shasta Lake, they took a little bit of a dip. In Shasta County, they may have come up a little bit – Anderson, there were some raises, but the city of Reading, the budget went up, and the budget on personnel costs went up, and some of our managers got some really good raises.
Now, I don't want to come across as painting all people who work for the government with the same brush, you know, feeding at the trough. I hear things like that because I know some extremely hardworking people who are on the government payroll, some people in the fire business, for instance, especially those out working the wildland fires and things. And of course, my wife works for the federal government, but she works pretty darn hard. But you have to wonder these people in the middle whose apparent function is to move paper from one basket to another and make lots of phone calls seem to be making just an absurd amount of money.
It's a lot of money, and then getting raises, and then I think the cost of the raises are like close to $1 million, which would have been hiring 4 to 5, maybe 6 officers, police officers, or 6 to 7community service officers, and I think we need to start asking our city council where are your priorities. In fact, when they're on, and starting next week, my friends. On the next Monday, we're having every one of the people running for city council are going to be on our show from the 22nd through like the 1st of October. We've got 4 in a row, and then we'll gather everybody up the following week. And these are questions you can ask. You can ask for an hour questions for these people running for city council, and that should be one of them. Is how come the raises there instead of not giving those raises and using that money to buy new policemen? I should say not buy new policemen, but to hire new policemen. That's probably not the right term. That was the wrong choice of words. I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. Oh
well, I wanted to again invite our listeners. And I'm going to post it today on Facebook. October 2nd, I'll be out at Wind River with Pat Karch and my trio, which will be, I call them, they're actually, we're calling the evening Ladybot and the Bluebirds. So the Bluebirds consists of Pat Karch, Oscar Kalin on stand-up bass, and Bobby Baramentis on drums. And Wind River has teamed up. We've teamed up together to turn it into Elements Lounge, into an old-school Vegas, where they're actually calling it Romance on the River. And they have a special menu just for that night. Wonderful menu items, and they're really very reasonable, where you can get filet mignon for $20. But anyway, so if you want to do dinner and have a great time with us, we're going to do a throwback 2-hour set that's going to be like the great standards of yesteryear. And you want to make reservations, because we're going to start now putting it out. It's a Thursday night, which is great because it's before all the events. Thursday night from 7 to 9, Wind River. Probably want to get there if you're going to do dinner like at 6 o'clock. 243-3377. Ask for Elements Lounge.
Brenda and I are thinking of doing that.
Good.
You know what? You know what? You need to come to this, because it's one of those nights that
it's over at 9.
It's going to be over at 9, so everybody can get back home after that, or you can stay and dance or whatever you want to do there. But it's going to be a good night. Let's take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 7:46 in the morning. Ray McGovern is on our show. He's already here. And they'll be on at 8 o'clock this morning, talking about surveillance and freedom. Can you have both? We'll be back right after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, if you're thinking about it, we're talking about it.
Stay awake just to hear you breathing.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens, and this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past 2 years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun, where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSave, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop, located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
Honor Flight Northern California is currently seeking donations for Shasta County Community Flight. It is our intention to honor all those remaining World War II veterans in Shasta County with a free 3-day trip to Washington, D.C. Donation checks or money orders can be made out to Honor Flight Northern California. Call 357-3380 on where to send them, or drop them off at Classy Cafe on Athens Avenue, Jones Fort on East Cypress Avenue, or New West Medical Incorporated on Churn Creek Road.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Good morning, Reading, North State, Shasta Lake City, Anderson, Red Bluff. What am I missing? On the way
French
to Mount
Gulch.
Shasta.
French Gulch. All the way up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you
by Hay Fork.
Hay Fork. I don't know if we get to Hay Fork. We get some Hay Fork. We get Weaverville because they listen to us up there because we've gotten emails from them from up there. So people listen to us from all over the world. Tobacco and Brew is bringing us this portion
of the show.
Sorry.
You just great took a coffee. Gulp, I think.
Great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's. And, of course, walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, Tobacco and Brew does so much for our community in so many different ways. They host shows. They host meetings down there. They are absolutely fabulous, Tobacco and Brew.
And also, the holidays are coming up. So we always know that they have incredible holiday coffee beans, pumpkin lattes. They do with their holiday blends. Going to get in there and see Shelley to find out. You know, they used to call it something jingle coffee beans. I love to get the coffee beans and give them as hostess gifts for Christmas. It's always wonderful. When you do so much entertaining and visiting and during the holidays. We're gearing up for that. 7:51 in the morning here. It's 64 degrees in the downtown studios. What else?
Oh, tomorrow is, a Weston Price meeting tomorrow.
Oh, Tuesday night. Cool.
From 6:30 to 8:30, the Weston A. Price meeting at the Pilgrim Congregational Church, which is up on the hill.
Very informative.
The Frank Lloyd Wright Church. And tomorrow they're having Amazing Foods for Life, Vicky and Huck Lady.
Oh, cool.
Who have started Amazing Foods for Life, which is just, you know, taking the country by storm. It is. Gluten-free mixes and all that are going to be there. But they're also, it's not just them. They have people there from all over that do, there'll be 1 minute presentations from, farmers, ranchers, and producers,
organic.
From dairy. Organic, the raw salmon, the fresh caught salmon from Alaska.
And they have usually Lazy 69, the guy who does the raw milk out of cottonwood, the people who, have nuts and olive oil and,
it's a great place to go.
I've went, to one of the meetings not too long ago that talked about, jinctures and, bitters, and I brought some for my girlfriend in L.A. who was having, some trouble with her esophagus, and that was so interesting.
Did that work?
She did try it. I think it's something that you have to have.
Acquired taste.
You have to go longer than just a week. You have to try anything, like a vitamin. Does it work? Well, you know, how long? What is the usually 5 weeks to 6 weeks is usually what it takes for you to really see something start to implement inside your body,
yeah.
I think.
Okay.
I'm not really an expert on that particular timing, but that's what I've been told.
But Weston Price, it's quite, if you have not been there, you need to go, and it's kind of a potluck going there too, so if you want to bring something, if not, just going down there and listen to what everybody says. It's a, you can purchase products directly from the people right there.
Love it.
It's a good time.
Fresh eggs.
Again, tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 6:30 to 8:30.
Pilgrim Congregational Church.
Pilgrim Congregational Church, which is off of, Eureka.
Yeah. Okay. It's up there in the back there. Oh, you know, we do have some tickets to give away too. Thursday night on my show On the Spot, I had a very interesting group of actors on, and they're going to be doing a special production. You've probably seen it in After Five, you know, the rag that comes out that talks about, you know, things that are happening in the North State. And this play that they're putting on over at the Old City Hall has been awarded, this particular play has been up for a Tony Award. It is, they call it a haunting drama so cleverly constructed that the nature and depth of the problem isn't revealed until the last shattering scene. That is from Variety, which, of course, is an entertainment magazine out that is all over, you know, New York and L.A. But anyway, it's called The Other Place. This is directed by Donna Stobey. It's starring Lisa Murphy Collins, John Welsh, Caitlin Kenyon, and Daniel Beckman. The performances are September 26th, 27th and 28th at Old City Hall, 7:30 p.m. So if you want to support theater and do and really see a play that, again, that has been something that's been nominated for a Tony, and they were bringing this production in Reading with some of our greatest actors from the North State, it is a wonderful play for you to go see. We've got tickets right now to give away, 605-4567. Call me and see. You know, we've got two. If you want to do four, because you want to do like a date night, or you want to take your friends, we can do that for you. Just want to make sure that, you know, I always say butts fill the seats. It's very important. If you're going to get the tickets, that you use them. It's called The Other Play. September 26th, 27th, 28th, Old City Hall at The Other Place. Okay, give us a call.
Okay, what else is going on today? Oh, well, you know what we have? Like I said, we're going to be talking more about the cost of policing, the cost of and the raises that happened over this past year. In Selmos, the auction has been put off for a month. It was supposed to go the 25th. Well, when they went to the permitting process, the planning, from what I understand, I wasn't there, but from talking to people, is that the planning commission voted to move forward with the plan to let all the permits happen, let the permitting go on, so that, you know, all the buildings that are out there can stand, and, you know, there's fines to be paid and all that. When it got to the Board of Supervisors, and also the staff, the county staff had agreed with this, and everybody said, okay, everything's copacetic. It got to the Board of Supervisors, and things were changed.
Changed
dramatically. So they've gone back. They have assigned somebody to work with the Anselmo Group, who's got one of the finest engineers out there in Inner Diaz that has been doing this for years, who has made all types, built all types of construction projects, has been the expert on the civil engineering and all this, who has now gone back and they're redoing something they'd already had and had been approved, to go back again to the Board of Supervisors, hoping that this permit process will all be approved, and then the auction can go on October 23rd or 24th, something like that.
So it was not approved.
Well, parts of it were approved and parts of it were sent back. So it wasn't a total, you know, okay, all this time and effort everybody's been spending has just been turned around by the Board of Supervisors, who are not, if I could say this, engineers, and that, for whatever reason, I think one of the comments was that, well, you know what, the way it's written, they could come back and want to make changes. Well, if a person owns the land, what if it's 2 years down the road and a person owns the land and wants to make a change? So he can go back again and go through the planning commission and all this, whoever that person is. It's not going to be Anselmo. The point is, though, is that the longer that this thing drags on, then it's, I don't know, it just seems like there's more and more money being spent again that won't be, in this case, recouped by from the county. With the auction, you know, then the next person, you know, you want to try and give them as much of a headache-free building, because who would want to try and go through this after watching this, seeing the amount of money that's been spent, seeing how they've tried to work it? I mean, how much money would you want to spend on it? And then for every dollar they don't spend on buying the property, then it's less money that is than the county makes on the sale.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It just keeps going on. And then the next thing you see a letter, and oh, we need an EIR up there for the spa hotel. Do you? I thought there'd already been EIRs done up there. But anyway, this is, you know, out of our bailiwick, but it just, you know, it's the bottom line is that.
Bailiwick. Is that bailiwick. A Southern thing?
No, that's a regular word.
Is it?
Bailiwick. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Bailiwick.
You just don't hear it in a lot of places because I pull these.
How
these
about
words
a bailiwick
up
with the 49ers over the weekend? I think for some people that was a bailiwick.
That was the bailiwick was there. The bailiwick was where they played. The debacle was what happened. I guess they lost the game because of turnovers.
I think people are mourning today.
The Bears came back and won.
How does that
happen? People are mourning today. It's Monday morning, and there's some more mourning.
At 8 o'clock, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to bring back Ray McGovern. And I've just had a few conversations with Mr. McGovern, and he agrees that if there is a foreign policy we have, it's been disguised very well. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The beheading of a Briton by Islamic State extremists drawing a lot of international condemnation today, even as diplomats meet in Paris to talk about what to do about IS. Among those gathered in the French capital, Secretary of State John Kerry.
All of us were saying for months, get the government and watch what happens. And that's exactly what's happening. So I hope you feel that the push and the risk was worth it.
France, Germany, the United States all condemning the latest video released by IS. Secretary of State John Kerry says they're working hard to come up with an international solution. At the White House today, a Union Army officer set to be recognized for his heroism more than 150 years ago.
President Obama will bestow the Medal of Honor on First Lieutenant Alonzo Cushing, who was killed in July 1863 during the three-day Battle of Gettysburg. The battle is often described as the turning point of the Civil War in which the North prevailed over a breakaway South. This afternoon's ceremony comes after Congress granted an exemption so Cushing could receive the medal, since recommendations normally must be made within 2 years of the act of heroism.
That's SRN's Greg Cluxton reporting. A major international organization has cut its growth forecast for the countries that use the euro.
The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says the troubled currency union needs even more stimulus from the central bank and governments. The think tank cut its forecast for the eurozone to 0.8% from 1.2% in its May assessment. The OECD says the European Central Bank must do more to help growth in the eurozone, including large-scale bond purchases and expanding the amount of money in the financial system.
That is SRN's Jeremy House reporting. It's been slow going for the most part on Wall Street in early trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up, but just by 4 points. The S&P 500 down by 3. This is SRN News.
Nearly 1 million men, women, and children have fled their Iraqi homes because of the brutal violence of ISIS terrorists. Many of these families are living in hot, dire conditions with little food, water, or shelter. International Christian Relief Organization Samaritan's Purse is working in northern Iraq and is providing food, water, clothing, and shelter. To donate, visit samaritanspurse.org or call 800-789-2979.
I'm Ken Isaacs with Samaritan's Purse. The situation in Iraq is critical and we need your help. We have deployed a disaster assistance response team and are working with our Christian partners in northern Iraq to reduce the suffering in this area.
You can make a difference. To donate, call 800-789-2979 or visit SamaritansPurse.org. Samaritan's Purse is working in northern Iraq. Visit SamaritansPurse.org or call 800-789-2979. SamaritansPurse.org.
California forestry officials say a wildfire in the central part of the state damaged or destroyed 21 structures and forced about 400 homes to be evacuated. More hot weather in the forecast.
We are expecting warm temperatures and low humidity across much of California, so the fire danger level will remain high. We remain staffed up. We brought additional firefighters on going into this weekend.
That's Cal Fire spokesman Daniel Berland. Hurricane Odile slammed into Mexico's southern Baja California Peninsula today as a Category 3 storm. Will it affect the southwest United States?
There's not going to be any direct impact from the wind or storm surge in the United States from Hurricane Odile. But the rainfall could affect the United States early next week.
And that is National Hurricane Center forecaster Chris Lanze. The powerful and sprawling hurricane hit an area of gleaming mega resorts, tiny fishing communities, and low-lying neighborhoods. This is SRN News. two major Senate panels will each be holding a joint hearing on the Ebola outbreak. SRN's Linda Kenyon has more.
The hearing comes as Congress explores ways the U.S. can address the Ebola epidemic. It's the first such hearing by Congress since the Ebola outbreak began in West Africa earlier this year. Meanwhile, some House Democrats have called for a hearing on Ebola, but so far no Ebola-related events have been scheduled. The Senate hearing comes as the White House has requested $88 million to fund Ebola treatment and containment.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon. Trains once again going through a subway tunnel that had been severely damaged by Superstorm Sandy, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
I remember after Hurricane Sandy looking at tunnels, and we were looking at damage we had never seen before. We were looking at damage that we had never imagined before.
The cost of the reconstruction project came out to $250 million. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. It's 8:05 in the morning, September the 15th, a Monday. Good morning, Carl and Linda Bodd. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com for you people in France, Thailand, and other parts of the world. Good morning today. The weather today, a slight chance of sprinkles, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 100. Sprinkles and 100 degrees. It's almost like, as Linda said earlier, being in, Hawaii is not quite that hot, but it is kind of, with the sunny, hot, and sprinkles. Calm wind becoming south 5 to 8 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with the low around 61. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 95 and a low around 61. Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 91. Calm wind and a 30% chance of showers Wednesday night. Thursday, 20% chance of showers. Looks like it's going to be kind of a lot of chance of showers this week until this weekend where it clears off again. The weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customer, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts, and give them a call at 365-3793. Let's go to the phones. Sally, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
And how are you today?
Oh, great. We just got back from Sacramento where we did two town halls, one in Lincoln and one in Roseville. It was very well attended. We had Fox News out there with us, and the people down in Placer County definitely want to jump aboard the State of Jefferson movement.
Well, that's a how many counties are involved right now?
Well, six have signed declarations, but we also have probably 6 to 8 more counties working on committees wanting to get on board, and we just got a notice from Plumas County saying, come on up, they want a presentation. So we'll be heading to Plumas County pretty soon.
Okay. Wow. So what's happening?
I just wanted to let people know what we're doing tonight at the Tea Party at 2570 South Bonnyview Road at 6 o'clock. We're going to have a free speech zone tonight, and we're going to be going over the local measures that are that will be on our ballot. There are 6 measures from the marijuana issue, Turtle Bay, the tax, quarter cent sales tax, and several Cottonwood, Shasta Lake City, and Columbia School District measures that I think people need to know about. We're going to have both sides of the issue, talk about it, debate it, and let people decide how they're going to vote on those issues.
Okay, well, that's good. Get all the information out, let people make up their own mind.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I know you all do that.
So if people have an opinion on an issue, come on out, voice your opinion. And if you don't know how you're going to vote on those issues, come out and find out.
Okay. Sally, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Carl.
You bet.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, something that I want to talk to everybody about, too, is there's a Civil War exhibit called Liberty on the Border. That's going to be starting on October 11th down at Turtle Bay. This is going to be just a great exhibition. It's going to have photographs, documents, touchable replicas and artifacts, backdrops, dioramas, hands-on interactives, everything. And you can come to understand why the war came about and what impact the war, the Civil War, has had on the cultural fiber of the United States. And the reason we're excited about this is that we down here at KCNR is that we're going to we've said that we're going to support this, and we would like to have our listeners also be part of the umbrella that says that KCNR 1460 and our listeners are here to support this great exhibition. And this exhibition is something that is, I think, that everybody is going to really enjoy. When we say liberty along on the border is why this war started. What was the reason behind? You know, there are some really simplistic, you know, thoughts about, oh, it was all about slavery. It wasn't all about slavery. And the things that happened. And right today, as we're happening also, but along our border, so much is happening. So this one, again, starts October 11th, 2014 through January 18th, 2015 at Turtle Bay. It's a Civil War exhibit called Liberty on the Border, and we are supporting this, and we would like our listeners to support it with us also. So give us a call at 605-4565, and we'll talk about how we can do this and how we can, how we, all of us, can help support this great exhibit. All right. Today, we have with us Doug Bennett. Good morning, Doug. Doug, who is head of the local ACLU. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. Carl, and thanks for inviting us.
It's not the first time you've been here.
No.
But you brought with you a gentleman that I'm really excited to listen to, Mr. Ray McGovern. Mr. McGovern holds an M.A. in Russian Studies from Fordham University, a certificate in Theological Studies from Georgetown University, and a graduate of Harvard Business School, Advanced Management. He was one of President Reagan's briefers from 1981 to 85. Was a founding member of the Veterans Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, who warned on faulty intelligence in the run-up to the invasion of Iraq in 2003. Has more recently questioned U.S. intelligence in Ukraine. And he's here on a lecture circuit, and tonight he's going to be at Simpson University. And what he's going to be talking about, his topic is the Constitution and the constant surveillance state. Are they compatible? On the 16th, he's going to be at Shasta College. On the 17th, 18th, and 19th at Chico State University, on a series of U.S. foreign policy, myth and reality, the surveillance state again, and morality versus pragmatism in U.S. foreign policy. On the 22nd at Humboldt, on the 23rd at Berkeley Law School, again, the surveillance state, Sacramento chapter level, chapter event, I imagine that's ACLU, and is for the surveillance state, and Sonoma State University, human rights in the national security state. Mr. McGovern, welcome.
Thanks very much, Carl.
Well, you know what, you've in the few minutes I've had to talk with you, we've had, there's been agreement. Are we when we start talking about the president and his foreign policy, the promises he made about we're not going to be in a surveillance state. He was going to fix the Patriot Act. What have you discovered in the last 6 years?
Well, you know, it's really quite amazing how things have developed since 9/11. That really did change everything. Among the things that changed was the view of our leaders toward our civil liberties. First and foremost, the Fourth Amendment in this context. Now, the Fourth Amendment says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, offices, homes, papers, and effects shall not be violated. Secure. We're talking about security here. And no warrant shall issue except upon probable cause, particularly defining the places to be seized and the persons to be seized or looked at. So what we had after 9/11 was an immediate decision to avoid that amendment. The head of NSA, the National Security Agency, who is tasked with monitoring people but is not supposed to be monitoring Americans, was given instructions to monitor everything. And now the password is, or the byword is, collect everything. And that's very, very corrosive of our civil liberties. And it's only 40, well, only 40, for somebody who's 75, only 40 years ago is okay to say. But when the church committee learned about what J. Edgar Hoover was doing, the FBI monitoring or tapping in those days, tapping phones and all, they put their minds to crafting a law called the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which strictly prohibited that kind of thing. And that was honored pretty much, well, I know it was honored because I used to get take, you know, I used to get reports from NSA which would have holes in them, like, you know, kind of a...
Redacted.
Yeah, well, yeah, but the idea is, and perhaps you have had experience with this, blackening out the American names was not sufficient. You could unblacken them, but cutting them out—that's how seriously we all took that injunction. And to watch that after 9/11, with General Michael Hayden saluting when the White House said, "Look, we're going to collect it all now, including American citizens." Well, it's a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment, and those of us who care about the Constitution, I think we all do here, needed to speak out and say, you know, that's too far. That really is not necessary. There are ways to collect this information without collecting on Americans.
And collecting everything,
as we
have found. Our guest is Ray McGovern. He's here on today with us, but he's just beginning a North State lecture tour, which is going to be starting tonight at Simpson University and then tomorrow at Shasta College. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, appearing in the Elements Restaurant and Lounge at the Wind River Resort and Casino Thursday, October 2nd, from 7 to 9 p.m. Join us as we recreate the vibe of the great lounge era, where musicians like Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, and Bobby Veramentes play the wonderful standards of the great American songbook. Oh, yeah, and me, Linda Bot, I'll be at the mic singing my heart out. Dining, dancing, and a night to make memories. October 2nd in the Elements Restaurant and Lounge at the Wind River Resort and Casino. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends from Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State over 20 years. If you've got an emergency, I mean, it's still hot out there, give Martin a call at 221-2642. Guarantees, warranties, all under Martin's power there at Alliance Heating and Air. You can fix any type of heating and cooling system. Have that heating system checked out. If your cooling system's okay, you might want to have the heating system checked out because it's going to start getting cold here in a couple months. Check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. My guest, Ray McGovern, who's starting his North State lecture circuit. And the first one, tonight at Simpson is the Constitution and the Constant Surveillance State. Are they compatible? Mr. McGovern, welcome back.
Thank you.
If you have nothing to worry about, if you're honest, why isn't it okay for them just to collect everything?
That's the question a lot of people say. You know, they say, well, I'm honest.
Hey, I'm honest. Yeah. I don't care.
Right.
I've heard that.
Yeah. But you see, you don't get to say that. The government gets to say that or say something different. And, you know, I think the best source that I could quote on this, most people know about the Stasi, the East German secret police, Many have seen the film Das Leben der Anderen, The Lives of Others, which was up for an Academy Award in 66, I think. Anyhow, it shows what a totalitarian state is when it can monitor everyone, especially people of particular interests like dissidents or people who voice problems with the government's policy. Now, a Stasi fellow was interviewed right after Ed Snowden made his disclosures, and his name was Wolfgang Schmidt. Sounds like an alias, right?
It does. Sounds like he should have a restaurant someplace here in town.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's good Sauerbraten where Wolfgang Schmidt comes from. Anyhow, he said this. He says, the idea that people have nothing to worry about is terribly naive. This is why the government collects the information in secret. The only way to prevent it from being used against you is to prevent it from being collected in the first place. End quote. Okay.
Wow. Even with the accent, I like that. Well, you know, and you know, when we talk about dissidents too, if I can throw this in here,
sure.
Today's fair-haired boy or child could be the dissident tomorrow.
Exactly. And that's the way it works in the totalitarians. So, yeah. You know, people like Ed Snowden felt very, very serious about this. Matter of fact, what one little known fact is that one of his colleagues working with him in Honolulu went to Forbes magazine, you know, no left-wing rag Forbes, and said, you know, I don't know whether what Ed Snowden did was the right thing or not, but I'm really, really upset about this character assassination. You know, he was the best of the best. He helped us out. And not only that, but he had this constitution, a copy of the constitution on his desk. He used to whip it out every now and then and say, hey, fellas and girls, is what we're doing consonant with the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution? And we used to say, come on, Ed, you're making six figures. Do you like it here in Hawaii? Forget about it. And he wouldn't forget about it. So there are people that take their responsibilities, that take their solemn oath, actually, which I as an Army officer and you as a Marine officer and others have taken, to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that's why I'm running around the country here trying to sensitize people to the fact that it's a slippery slope. Once you say this or that amendment can be simply prescinded from or ignored.
I can't agree more with you on this. And, you know, when people say, well, we need to keep our – you know, in today's society, though, and these other things you hear with ISIS. And I know we're going to talk about – because I want to take it over to foreign policy the Ukraine, which right. You've been following, but also into the Middle East and the term foreign policy, even though that it may be, you know, you get that dog look from the administration when they kind of cock their head and you go foreign policy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, talking about with the threat that's out there right now, is the threat to keep us safe?
Yeah.
We need to do this to keep us safe. I mean, you hear that.
Yeah, Carl. You know, you mentioned Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, which I co-founded in January of 2003 when we could see that our profession, you know, our profession of intelligence analysis was actually being corrupted for the express purpose of deceiving our elected representatives out of their constitutional prerogative to declare or otherwise authorize war. And that's as bad as it gets. Now, we warned President Bush on the 5th of February, 3 hours after Colin Powell spoke, that even if all of what he said was true, and we had our very serious doubts, that this was not reason enough to start a war against Iraq. And we finished that memo by saying, Mr. President, please widen the circle of your advisors beyond those already bent on a war for which we see no imperative reason and from which we believe the unintended consequences are likely to be catastrophic. I've sort of memorized that last sentence because we're not happy that we were right about that. No one could be possibly happy, but the results were catastrophic. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying that we warned the president that contrary to his view that terrorism would be tamped down by an attack on Iraq, We said that the recruiting stations for Al-Qaeda and every other intemperate or violent group, the recruiting stations had queues before them that have longer than ever before. And so why is that? Well, number one, you don't win friends and influence people by bombing the hell out of them. But number two, well, let me put it this way. I make an analogy here. And people are kind of surprised when I start out. I say defeating terrorism is just like defeating malaria. Now, with malaria, you find the mosquitoes, right? And you trace them back to where they breed in the swamp. You know, and then, of course, you set up three platoons of Marine sharpshooters. You try to hit every mosquito as they leave the swamp. Do you do that? No. What do? You drain the swamp. Now, what's the analogy? These so-called terrorists, many of them real terrorists now, weren't hardwired at birth to hate us. There are grievances, many of them legitimate, and that's the swamp of grievances from which they breed. And the way you counter terrorism, you drain that swamp, you address the dictators that we sell arms to and help in their repression, the Saudi leaders, for example. And you have a fair policy toward the Palestine issue and not just one-sided toward Israel. That way, you address their grievances, you have a fair chance of not lengthening the lines before ISIS recruiting stations, but rather limiting them and helping them to see some other prospect in life other than blowing them up with blowing themselves up with a suicide bomb just to, bring others down with them.
But ISIS is even so radical that the Muslim nations are starting to stand up and fight them.
That's right. Yeah, it's a pretty radical group. The question is how it grew, and it really grew mostly out of Syria, where our policy, as we discussed earlier, is really kind of inchoate. 3 years ago, the president, well, actually it was Hillary Clinton, first and foremost, said, Bashar al-Assad's got to go. He's got to go. He's not. And the president echoed that. Now, that's not the way to deal with a country that is tightly controlled by Assad's military. And it would have been far better, rather than to support or to encourage these rebels, many of whom we call moderate rebels, and
moderate rebels. Yeah, moderate is relative.
Yeah, yeah. It's sort of like being a little pregnant.
Yeah, kind of. So, okay. So it started with Clinton saying, "Let's do away with Assad," and of course, Obama jumped on the bandwagon, and everybody wants to get rid of Assad.
Yeah.
Now this is after Egypt and Libya.
Yeah. Well, it's before Libya.
Okay, before Libya. Right. But but it was when they started this, whatever they started. Right. So, all right. So let's continue with this. I'm loving this because I think this is kind of touches on the whole spectrum of what's going on right now.
Well, the only kind of framework you can really put this in, this contextual framework, would be the so-called neocons' objectives. Now, a neocon, the neocons are pretty much running our policy. And how do I define them? They're people that have severe difficulty distinguishing between the strategic aims of Israel on the one hand and the strategic aims of the United States on the other. Now, I don't fault them for that. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I do have a problem with them running our policy.
So you're saying neocons are running the Obama policy?
Yeah, would you believe it?
No,
yeah.
I have a tough time believing that. Well, I mean, only because that it seems like Hillary is not a neocon, or am I wrong?
Well, the difference between Hillary and the neocon and a bona fide certified neocon is about this. You can't see.
So, what's your definition of a neoconservative?
It's a person who has grandiose objectives. We are the sole indispensable country in the world. We can work our will on any other country. And any country that threatens Israel, well, we'll just work our will on them big time. Part of our reason for invading Iraq was we thought that that would make that part of the Middle East safer for Israel. Part of our reason for not reaching a a reasonable settlement with Iran on its nuclear program is because the Israelis and the neocons don't want that. They'd much rather bomb Iran. So what I'm saying here is this time last year, for example, the neocons, and John Kerry, like his predecessor Hillary Clinton, is for all intents and purposes a neocon. He had Obama 20 hours before an attack on Syria. Now, what do I mean? On the 30th of August, John Kerry got up before the State Department cameras and Bashar al-Assad is responsible for those chemical attacks, Bashar al-Assad. He said 35 times, we know that Bashar al-Assad and his government were responsible for the chemical attacks on the 21st of August last year. Now, guess what? He didn't know. We didn't know for sure, but we knew that the rebels had access and had a way of manufacturing the sarin gas. We also knew that the British got a sample of that gas, and it was not the same sarin that we knew to be in Syrian government stocks. And John Kerry knew that as well, and yet he proceeded to take liberties with the intelligence and with the truth. There was no intelligence assessment, curiously enough. The thing he put out was called, quote, a government assessment, end quote. I've never seen that genre before. Long story short, that was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on August 30th last year. What happened? Well, a lot of us were out in front of the White House with signs saying, please, hands off Syria, don't bomb Syria. We fully expected Obama, who was coming into the Rose Garden at 2 o'clock that afternoon, to announce our ships are deployed in the Eastern Mediterranean, and I have just given the order for cruise missile strikes on, you know, on Syria. Well, instead of that, he said, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Martin Dempsey, has just told me that there's no time sensitivity about a strike on Syria. We could do it today, we could do it tomorrow, next week, next month. And so I know that the Constitution says I need to go to Congress to get authorization. That's what I'm going to do. Wow. 20 hours, I've never seen in my 51 years in Washington a turn in policy in 21 hours. Why did it happen? Because the neocons got overruled by the facts, and the facts came from Martin Dempsey, and I'm proud to say my former colleagues. Now, why is that relevant today? We're about to attack Syria again, okay? And there's no indication that there's a break on this president's activity.
All right, let's take a quick break there, though. This is really interesting what you're saying here. I've never heard anybody link neocons with Hillary Clinton and Obama, as mm-hmm. I have here. Now, you define neocon as those who want to protect, and, I mean, just very simply, because people are asking, those who are foreign policy is there to protect Israel in the Middle East, among other things.
I said have difficulty distinguishing. They identify U.S. interests with Israeli interests,
right.
And they're not all
right. And that the United States is the most powerful nation in the world, and that we have the right to go into countries mm-hmm. and impose our will.
Yeah, and the president has said that explicitly, President Obama, in his recent speeches. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Ray McGovern is my guest. Mr. McGovern is starting a lecture tour. He'll be at Simpson University tonight from 7 to 8. The Constitution and the constant surveillance state, are they compatible? At the Labram Rudat Hall tonight. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Better health means better business. Adamson's Peak Performance now offers businesses a variety of services aimed at making your employees healthier, fitter, and more productive. Our corporate wellness services include corporate membership rates, group personal training, discount personal training rates, fitness lectures and motivational talks, as well as customized corporate wellness plans. To schedule a corporate wellness consultation with Eric or to learn more, call us at 221-8006 or visit AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. This.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Can't touch this. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. You know what? Man's last stronghold, and I mean that. Head on in there. You're going to get a great haircut, great conversation, and you know what? You can catch up on all your reading. That's right. National Geographic, car and track, guns and ammo. It's all there. Cypress Square Barbershop, and right on Athens Avenue across from Subway. My guest, Ray McGovern. I'm having a great time with Mr. McGovern here. You know, anybody that calls Hillary a neocon and Kerry in the same sentence, you know, I just got to love that. And I don't see how anybody could not love that. You know, I'm also here is Doug Bennett, who is from ACLU, and you're head of the big ACLU chapter.
Well, it's not relatively
modest ACLU chapter. You brought Mr. McGovern in, and if you've got questions about where Mr. McGovern's going to be over the next week or so, give Doug a call at 604-0804, or his email is dougbennett@frontier.com.
Be glad to fill in any blanks for you and let you know what the next event is and how you can attend and all of that. So
I'm telling you, Mr. McGovern is pulls no punches here and is worried about our freedom, our liberties under the Constitution, and he's also talking about what's going on in the Middle East. Okay, so now Mr. Obama has said, well, hey, we're going to just arm the Kurds, and having worked with Kurds, I know what Kurds want. Kurds want their own country.
Sure.
So we want to arm them. Oh, okay. You know, how about some of that heavy stuff? You know, and then we want to arm the rebels, and who are also they're anti-ISIS, but also anti-Assad. Mm-hmm. We're putting troops back on the ground again, no matter what he says. 500 troops is 500 troops that are put in harm's way. They're not to fight. Okay, what do you see with this? I mean, with this latest aversion.
Well, it's a slippery slope. Of course, we had 500 troops in Vietnam when I was commissioned as second lieutenant of the U.S. Army.
Thank you for your service, by the way, Mr.
Well,
McGovern.
You know, it's really bizarre to see the U.S. getting involved in this kind of thing. I heard Secretary Kerry just on the radio this morning. Over the weekend, he said the rebels, the moderate rebels, the rebels we support in Syria are really, really worth supporting. There's no evidence to that. He's making that up. Actually, the U.S. arms that came originally from Libya got our ambassador killed in Benghazi, you'll recall. They ended up with the so-called rebels in Syria, and then with ISIS, and then with the Peshmerga, the Kurds. Now, what happened to those weapons? Well, as soon as they threatened the Iraqi army, which General Petraeus and General, a whole string of generals bragged about training up really, really well, four divisions, count them, four divisions of the Iraqi army fled south as soon as they faced any kind of trouble from the Kurds or the Peshmerga. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means they left their tanks and their self-propelled artillery, their heavy weapons behind. What does that mean? That means the rebels got them. What does that mean? Well, that means we have to bomb the hell out of all those weapons and kill it, destroy all the weapons that we gave to the Iraqi army. And what does that mean? That means we can sell more weapons and more weapons. And this leads me into say that you know, there are elements profiting on these kinds of wars, not only the ones we've been talking about in the Middle East, but also the hostilities in Ukraine. And those are the people that make the weapons, that sell the weapons, that get lots of profits from the weapons, and that give some of those profits to our congressmen and to our senators who approve bills to spend more weapons, order more weapons from these same corporations. Cui bono? Who profits? It's the profiteers on these wars. And that's not a negligible factor in the decisions that the president is making, and it's exactly what President Eisenhower warned about in his farewell speech when he talked about the military-industrial complex. He wanted to say military-industrial-congressional complex. He was advised not to include Congress, but they sure as heck belong there now, and so does the media, and so does the security state. So you've got the military, industrial, congressional, media, security state complex, and I tell you, that is a major, major threat to our civil liberties.
And this all ties in into the surveillance, which
That's
is
correct.
What you're talking
yeah.
about.
I should mention, Carl, that I'm just back from a trip to London and Moscow. In London, I had a wonderful dinner with Julian Assange in the embassy there, where he's been holed up for more than 2 years, the WikiLeaks founder.
Oh, yeah.
At the Ecuadorian embassy. And then in Moscow, I did have lunch and a long conversation with Ed Snowden. So, you know, I'm very fresh in my sensitivity to what they did. And one factor that nobody knows is that the reason Ed Snowden was able to escape Hong Kong, really, that's what it came to, and get to Moscow where unintentionally he ended up, he wanted to be down at Cuba or somewhere else, was because of Assange. He got his people to bail out Snowden to show him how to get a ticket to Moscow. And he did that without getting one piece of paper from Ed Snowden. Snowden didn't give him anything. Assange just felt very, very strongly that there needed to be one whistleblower who didn't end up in 35 years of jail like Bradley Manning or Chelsea Manning. So it was really neat to be able to talk to both of them. I saw Assange first, and then I saw Snowden. And Snowden's getting on pretty well, actually.
Do you believe they've harmed our country?
I don't believe that because no proof has been adduced. It's just like, you know, when the WikiLeaks cables were released, there was a hue and cry. McChrystal, Petraeus, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, and Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff Mike Mullen, they all said, oh, this is terrible. Our troops will be endangered and all of a sudden. Guess what? After Gates testified before Carl Levin's Senate Arms Forces Committee, Levin had the presence of mind to say, Mr. Gates, will you give me a memo on that? And Gates says, yes, sir. And 6 weeks later, the memo said, charges that our troops have been in danger are, quote, significantly overwrought, end quote.
I think I read that somewhere.
Yeah, and nobody, and you know, and the NATO guys and the McChrystal and even, you know, Mike Mullen, the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, backed off that. So was it embarrassing? It was embarrassing as hell.
Very embarrassing.
Yeah, some of the cables show, for example, on this NATO thing. Maybe we'll talk about the Ukraine in a second. But
yeah, I do want to get in Ukraine and then and then foreign policy totally.
Okay. Yeah, but on the Ukraine thing, you know, one of the main bones of contention is NATO's wish to incorporate Ukraine in an alliance that's clearly orchestrated against Russia. Now, how do we know that? Well, there's a cable from Moscow, and it was released by WikiLeaks, by Bradley Manning, and then WikiLeaks. And what does it say? Well, you know, I've seen about 5,000 cables from Moscow. This is from the State Department. It bears an immediate precedence, you know what that is, and it says Lavrov, who was the foreign minister in 2008 when this cable came out and is still the foreign minister. Lavrov says, "Нет" means "нет." No Ukraine in NATO. Date of that cable, 1st of February, 2008. 3rd of April, so 2 months later, 3rd of April, 2008, NATO in its wisdom says Ukraine will become a member of NATO, period. Wow. So that's how much...
That puts a direct confrontation in between NATO and the Russians.
It does, yeah. And for what? Well, why does NATO have to have Ukraine? That's the question.
Well, let's talk about that, sure, as soon as we come back. Okay, we're going to cut this spot short, and we'll be right back after these quick messages. Our guest, Ray McGovern.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. Our guest is Mr. Ray McGovern, who is starting a North State Lecture Tour. Tonight he's going to be at Simpson University from 7 to 8 talking about the Constitution in a constant surveillance state. He'll be at Shasta College tomorrow night, Chico State University the 17th, 18th, and 19th, Humboldt on the 22nd, Berkeley, though I can't get in there, though maybe he would let me in, on the 23rd, Sacramento chapter event for the ACLU, the surveillance state, and then the 24th at Sonoma State. Sounds like, where do you live?
I live in Arlington, Virginia, just right outside of Washington.
Oh, yeah, I used to live in Alexandria. Of course, I've been stationed there several times in my life. Mm-hmm. Mr. McGovern is talking about, he talked about surveillance in the first part of the show about we've given up our rights, essentially, under the, and the Congress has not done anything to protect us.
That's right. You might fear, say. Fear, 9-11,
through,
fear.
Through fear, and fear. It's, they can look at everything. Mm-hmm. And the fact is that, oh, wait a minute, I'm not guilty of anything means nothing because I don't feel like all my emails should be read. Mm-hmm. And today's fair-haired boy could be tomorrow's dissident, which now they can come after you. Mm-hmm. We talked about what's happening in the Middle East and the fact that neocons are running his definition of neocons are running the Obama foreign policy, including Kerry and Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. This should be interesting as this goes on. And we talk about the foreign policy. Now, we want to talk about Ukraine because the Russians said Ukraine's not going to go into NATO. So mm-hmm. let's talk about that quickly.
Right.
Because we've got about 12 minutes left, 12 to 15, 12 minutes.
Well, this is so serious, Carl, that I'm going to start with the most profound disappointment of my professional career. And that is that when the Berlin Wall fell in November of 1989, there was a real chance for peace. I mean, real peace from Portugal to the Urals. George H.W. Bush, even before the war fell, made a big speech in Mainz, Germany. And he said, you know, it's possible to get a Europe that is whole and free, in which Russia would be a full participant. Now, all of a sudden, the wall falls. What happens? Well, to his credit, President George H.W. Bush calls Gorbachev and he says, look, I'm not going to dance on the wall, okay? Those were his words. Yeah. I'm not going to take advantage of your problems here, but we need to sort this out and quickly. Can you come to Malta for a summit in 3 weeks? Gorbachev says yes. They meet in Malta and they decide this is really a divide. This is a watershed. We could make peace throughout Europe. And Russia, you're going to be invited. Okay? Now, what happens? Bush says, we have to flesh this out. I'll send Jim Baker, my Secretary of State, to Moscow. Can you see him as early as 2 months from now, February? Yes, we can. Baker goes to Moscow first week of February 1990 now. And he says, look, Mikhail Gorbachev, how about this? The quid that we want for you is a reunited Germany, okay? Now, just parenthetically, most people know that the Russians lost between 20 and 25 million people at the hands of the Germans in World War II. So this is a pretty bitter pill, you know. Gorbachev, Shevardnadze, his foreign minister, they didn't want to reunite. I didn't want to reunite Germany. And I had
the French didn't want to reunite. No, there's a lot of people that when every time Germany gets together, there's a war.
Yeah, right. I served in Germany 5 years, and I didn't want to. So that was a bitter pill. And what James Baker says, look, we promise not to move NATO 1 inch farther east toward Russia. Now, Gorbachev came back the next day and said, it's a deal. You're serious about not 1 inch? Yeah, okay. We will pull our 24 divisions. You may recall, 24 divisions, highly mechanized divisions the Russians had in East Germany. We'll pull them out and we'll allow East Germany to become part of the Germany whole as long as you keep them in NATO and don't let them develop their own nuclear potential. So that was the deal, quid pro quo. Now what happened? Bill Clinton thought, well, you know, Hungary, Poland, Czech Republic, they'd like to be in NATO. Let's let them in NATO because there's lots of votes there of these emigres in ports to important districts. And also, you know, I need to be strong on defense, so let's let them in. His advisor says, well, Mr. President, we sort of promised not to. He said, well, show me the paper. Now, he's a lawyer. That was the problem. It wasn't written down. And when I was in Moscow last week, I asked Gorbachev's advisor, why was it not written down? He said, Gorbachev was facing an insurrection. He's dealing with domestic problems. We trusted you. You know, when you said that you wouldn't admit it, we couldn't conceive of a reason, since the Warsaw Pact was dissolving, that you would want to move NATO to the east. And so we assumed that you'd abide by that. Jack Matlock, who was the U.S. ambassador to the Soviet Union and then Russia, he wrote a book. And when I asked him why he didn't cover this, he said, well, it never crossed my mind that we would keep NATO and that we would expand it. So that's the background to the Ukrainian crisis. And in 2008, as I said, NATO decided to incorporate Ukraine. Now, more proximate, the proximate cause, actually, began late last year when the EU, the European Union, wanted to drag Ukraine into the Western economic thing, okay? The head of Ukraine said, no, I'm going to go with Russia. Then there was a coup d'etat orchestrated by the U.S. and the West. And then Gorbachev, not Gorbachev, but Putin said they want Crimea as well. he reincorporated Crimea into Russia proper. And now the propaganda, it all starts with Crimea, the land grab and all that. Nobody talks about the coup d'etat that the West initiated right on Russia's doorstep. And it looks now as though there's a ceasefire that might hold because Poroshenko and Putin have both, Poroshenko being the Ukrainian leader, have agreed to do this. So we're hopeful, at least I'm hopeful, that negotiations will start. This is not an intractable problem. People around the table can figure this out.
Does Putin want to, would Putin listen? Or is he, does he think that Obama is just weak and he can do anything he wants, as many people say?
Well, you know, he doesn't have the luxury of thinking that because he watches what we're doing. And what we're doing is setting up an anti-ballistic missile system right on Russia's doorstep. Now, you know what a first strike capability is. As long as the Russians are afraid that the U.S. thinks it has a first strike capability where we would hit ICBM sites and prevent a retaliatory strike, then what happens is you launch on warning. That is, you get some indications that these missiles are about to be released by the U.S., and you launch. And we haven't had that kind of instability since the early 70s. I was in Moscow in 72, and the ABM, the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty, was signed. It was an incredible force for stability because there was real deterrence in that. President George W. Bush revoked that treaty. Now we have this missile defense kind of thing going up around Russia. It's very, very volatile, and that's why Putin just can't sit back and say, well, this guy's a wuss, because, you know, this wuss, maybe he's a wuss, but he's under the influence of lots of people that have these exaggerated expectations.
Well, let's talk about foreign policy. We've only got like 5 minutes left.
Sure.
Let's quickly go into the foreign policy of this country. Do we have a foreign policy?
Well, you know, we don't have a foreign policy, the kind that we had under John Kennedy or some of his successors. What we have is a kind of reactive sort of thing. What Barack Obama inherited and should have changed by a more sensible outlook on the world is a kind of after 9/11, everything changed, after 9/11, terror, you know, 9/11 terror. And that doesn't make any sense. More people are killed in this country from car accidents. It's several times more than are killed from terrorists. What you need to do is, as I said before, address the grievances that kind of breed these terrorists. And then you have to develop a policy that doesn't pretend to be the indispensable country in the world. I was mentioning before that, you know, once you're indispensable, that means all the other countries, by definition, are what? Dispensable. They don't like that. And you know what? It's no longer true because Russia has other options. So does China. And one of the deleterious effects of all this is we are, by our policy, driving Russia towards China. And, you know, the old days, we used to play them off against each other. Now China is in a position of playing Russia and the U.S. off against one another. That's not a healthy situation.
Are we weaker than we were 6 years ago?
We are, but that's a natural progression. I mean, when we start to get overextended in wars like Afghanistan, Iraq, and now Libya and maybe Syria, you know, there's a kind of futility to all that because people look at the results. Iraq is in chaos. Afghanistan, we're pulling out, not having really achieved much of anything except getting a lot of U.S. servicemen and others killed. And so what does that look like to the world? Well, it looks like a country that's seized with a kind of unthinking response.
Indecision?
Well, not so much indecision, but the military, you know, the old thing, you know, if you're the Pentagon and you're a hammer, then all problems look like a nail. And this goes in spades for the most recent decision by the president, where he doesn't even mention going to negotiations or trying to work things out with these people, horrible as they may be, and their sponsors, Saudi Arabia first and foremost. No, he's got four military options. And that's, you know, that's not a clever way to proceed.
My guest has been Ray McGovern, who holds an MA in Russian studies from Fordham, a certificate in theological studies from Georgetown, and is a graduate of the Harvard Business School Advanced Management Program. He's been one of President Reagan's briefers from 1918 to 1985. He's been in the intelligence community for a very long time. is he started the Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, who warned on faulty intelligence in the run-up to the invasion of Iraq, and most recently questioned U.S. intelligence in Ukraine. And you have you very succinctly said why. We're pushing here. And right now we're in somewhat of a state of chaos in our, not only in our foreign policy, but in the, and what you came originally to talk about is the Constitution and constant surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
Constitution, our constitutional rights are under attack.
They really
are. With the surveillance. Now, he's going to be at Simpson University tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. And tomorrow we'll be at Shasta College from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And the 17th, 18th, and 19th over at Chico State University. If you want more information about Mr. McGovern and want to talk, or not talk, but see, attend one of these, call Doug Bennett at 604-0804. That's 604-0804. Doug, thanks a lot for bringing Mr. McGovern in.
Thanks for having us, Carl, and I think it's been a great discussion.
Thanks. So thanks a lot, Mr. McGovern.
Most welcome.
I tell you, it's been very enlightening to talk to you, very interesting to talk to you. I'm not saying I agree with everything, but I so much enjoyed listening to you today.
Well, thank you, Carl.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
No,
which are you?
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They're pledging to take the fight to ISIS by any means necessary. Diplomats from around the world meeting in Paris. They're plotting strategy against the terrorist group. French President Hollande says it's in every country's interest to join the struggle.
This is a global threat.
And the Iraqi foreign minister, speaking through a translator as well, says that unity is crucial in destroying ISIS.
There is no distinction here between political or philosophical communities. They have all underscored the necessity to support Iraq so as to give us the feeling that we are not alone.
The U.S. says several Arab countries have offered to conduct airstrikes. So far, the U.S. has been alone in carrying out airstrikes in Iraq, but French reconnaissance flights over Iraq took to the skies today. The International Organization